At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Jared Kushner, a top advisor and son-in-law to President Trump, will be in Texas today. Kushner will visit a prison outside of Dallas with U.S. Senator John Cornyn. As Miguel Perez reports, it's part of the rollout for proposed legislation aimed at reducing recidivism.
Senator Cornyn introduced the bipartisan bill earlier this week. If passed, it would provide funding for training programs intended to help rehabilitate prisoners and let low-risk offenders in those programs earn credit they could use toward time served in a halfway house or home confinement. Kushner and Cornyn will tour the Federal Correctional Institute in Segalville this afternoon and be briefed on the facility's drug treatment and community reentry programs. Mark Inch, the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, is expected to join them.
That was Miguel Perez reporting. Former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez and Houston businessman Andrew White will face off in a debate tonight in Austin. It's the first and only debate between the two Democratic gubernatorial candidates before the runoff elections on May 22nd. KUT's Ben Philpott explains.
Neither one of these candidates has a lot of campaign money, so they haven't had a lot of airtime, so they are mostly unknown within the state. The number one goal is to try and raise their profile through this debate, which it does not appear is going to be broadcast live across the state, but will be streamed live by a couple of places, and people will be able to pick it up there.
That was KUT's Ben Philpott. While early voting to determine the Democratic nominee begins Monday, Abbott's political campaign is already focusing on Lupe Valdez. This week, the campaign launched a website calling Valdez too liberal for Texas. There's no mention of White. The candidate has said that Democratic voters, not Governor Abbott, will decide their party's nominee. After 33 years watching rockets blast off for NASA, Lisa Rowe is presiding over a different kind of launch this week. It's her first commencement weekend as chancellor of the University of North Texas System. Her career has been full of firsts, from being the first college graduate in her family to becoming a woman pioneer in several areas at NASA. She talked to KERA's Rick Holter for our Friday conversation.
You spent more than three decades at NASA. Your husband still works there as chief engineer. What's the key lesson from the space program that you've brought to running a university?
Oh, I think probably the key thing is leadership is leadership. It feels very familiar in kind of leading several institutions under you. Mm-hmm. And probably the most important thing is it's great having a wonderful mission. And it's really easy to love it when you have that.
How does an engineer take on a job like university chancellor?
Well, let's see. I think it's all about problem solving. And so the things that you do for NASA missions, breaking down problems, solving them, making sure that you're enabling the success of your team, that's really how an engineer does that. And it works pretty well in higher ed as well, I've learned.
I understand you were a first-generation college student, and your mom actually discouraged you from going to college.
I think it was more she was just worried that I wouldn't make it and I wouldn't be able to handle it. But my dad wanted me to do something greater than he had done and pushed hard for me to do it. And I did okay.
Were you a space geek as a kid?
No, I think I always enjoyed how things worked. Mm-hmm. And I think that was always an interest for me. And so I think that's kind of fundamentally what led me into engineering, is really understanding what makes things tick. What something happens under there. What's that all about?
So how did you get to NASA?
That's why, you know, higher ed is the basis of my success. Mm-hmm. I was able to get into the University of Florida, which was my hometown. The Career Center there, went there, and they had an opportunity at NASA. Hmm. And so I became a co-op student there. And then that's where I really discovered, hey, I can do this engineering thing that I wasn't quite sure what it was at the time.
Right. Of those three dozen space missions you worked on, is there one that stands out?
You know, everybody wants me to pick my favorite, but I can tell you what you remember the most is the people and the excitement of things mm-hmm. happening. And so some of that falls around the Curiosity mission when I was heading the NASA Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Our team really worked the entry, descent, and landing part of that Curiosity landing.
And that was to Mars, right?
That was to Mars. So I was out at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and watching the room just applause and jumping up and down. It was fabulous.
Is it the moment the craft hits the ground?
No, what happens is you really see, you get signal after you enter kind of the 7 minutes of terror where mm-hmm. you have nothing.
Right.
And you just, and that's where, you know, it's a really critical time. And so so everybody was pretty thrilled when they knew everything was good.
You've been a pioneer your whole career, first woman in many jobs at NASA, first woman to run the UNT system now. What's that mean to you?
For me, I can remember at NASA where I became the first center director of NASA Langley Research Center, mm-hmm. first woman center director. And what I realized for the first time is that, you know, I was always a member of the team. I never really kind of felt like I was the first of something. I was just everybody rolling up their sleeves, getting things done. What I realized is that it was really important for women to see that. It made a difference for some women to see that you could rise to that level. And I've seen it here at the University of North Texas system as well. I was out at our Health Science Center, and I had multiple women in science come up to me saying, "We're so glad you're here. I couldn't be more thrilled to have a woman at our helm."
You're presiding over a bunch of commencement ceremonies this weekend and next weekend. What's that one nugget of advice you give graduating senior?
That one nugget, I would say, of all the things, is positive attitude. You will have a positive life if you have a positive attitude, and that's essential.
Lisa Rowe, Chancellor and CEO of the University of North Texas System, thanks for taking the time.
And thanks for having me.
Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, the French and German governments have condemned the United States' move to reinstate sanctions on foreign companies trading with Iran. More on the impact on Iranian businesses beginning at 9 o'clock. For the day, sunny skies, should be a high in the upper 80s by this afternoon. This evening, cloudy, a low around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 89. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, a low near 71. And latest Mother's Day forecast for Sunday shows a very warm and breezy day with no rainfall and plenty of sunshine. It's about 71 degrees in Dallas, 72 in Fort Worth. At 8:30, this is KERA News.
Support for KERA comes from you, our members, and from the Linehan Law Firm, where you can speak with an attorney who is also